In 2012, a group of Hawaii environmental groups sued Maui County after a geology study found that a wastewater facility in Kanapali violated the Clean Water Act. Treated discharge from the plant was being legally disposed of using underground injection wells. The Clean Water Act doesn't cover groundwater. But the situation changed after results of the study were released.
Undebatable evidence that the wastewater was reaching from those wells to the coastline.
Craig Glenn was the study's lead author. The connection between the injection wells and the ocean provided the basis for the lawsuit under the Clean Water Act. Following two decisions in favor of the plaintiffs and two appeals by Maui County, the U.S. Supreme Court announced in February that it would hear the case. But some on the Maui County Council want to drop the appeal before it gets to the high court, like Council Chair Kelly King.
The problem has been clear for many years where the reef is dying around the various wastewater treatment facilities. I'm concerned about finding a solution to the actual problem of pollution more than I am going to court.
King took over as council chair following a major shakeup after November's election. She says the new council is more environmentally friendly and open to settling. It received an offer from Earth Justice Attorney David Henkin, who represents the plaintiffs.
We have no interest in going back to federal court and seeking any type of civil penalties as long as the county is making reasonable, good faith efforts to move forward in that direction.
That direction includes reducing the use of the injection wells, recycling more of the treated water, and ensuring discharge doesn't harm sensitive coral reefs. Since the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case, whatever council members decide to do will have national implications. As Kihei resident and attorney Peter Davis pointed out, several federal courts around the country have reached conflicting conclusions on this issue.
It has to be answered, and they chose this case as the vehicle to answer that question. It is too important to take away from them the chance to answer the question, because the rest of the country, not just Maui, needs to have an answer.
After several hours of deliberation and public comment, members of the council's Governance, Ethics, and Transparency Committee voted to support a settlement. A final vote by the full council could come as early as the first week of June. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.